start your day informed.
This is Breakfast with Dan and Jenny on ABC Newcastle.
Now we're talking.
We're so lucky to have people who are passionate about our past and work really hard to make sure we don't lose the important things we've learnt over the years.
And there are loads of ways to preserve our history. Textbooks are an obvious way of passing the information on, but there are more creative ways. Ways that might help the message sink in a bit more. Artist Charlotte Haywood is a master weaver. Her exhibition's at the Lockup on Hunter Street right now, all about helping you remember your connection to the living plant world, as well as Mother Earth and each other. I'm standing in the lockup and I can hear beautiful singing voices coming from different cells in the lockup. In each cell I can see videos with just one woman singing, beautiful environment behind her. The artist behind it is Charlotte Haywood. Charlotte, what are we listening to?
We're listening to a work called The Wayfinders, which is a collaborative piece. There's four vocalists that are poised in independent landscapes. It's meant to sort of represent when we've lost our way ecologically, spiritually, or culturally. How do we find our way back? And so these four intergenerational women are like sirens calling us back into unity in chorus together.
Even without words, it's not in English, it's not even in an indigenous language, they're just singing.
Yep, they are. They're just singing. Some of the women are on country, and obviously that's got huge cultural importance to them. Some of them are at their homes.
Why was that kind of work something you wanted to include in this exhibition?
So my process, I'm a weaver initially, and I've sort of used that process of weaving across the way I create projects, work collaboratively, or for this instance, I've made a sonic weaving. And so I look at the way sound, vocals, artists can work together in a textural or in a colour way, much like creating a weaving, but here we're making a sonic piece, so a sonic weaving. You know, there's a young 12-year-old girl, there's this idea of, you know, the future, we're looking at sort of time, past, present, ancient knowledge systems, what does the future hold?
I came to the lockup knowing you're a weaving artist and expecting to see some things on the walls. I can see in between some of the cells where we hear the singing, there's a sculptural piece that is on a plinth and has lots of, it looks like hair. Is that not woven hair included in this? It's long and white. It's about a metre and a half worth of hair, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it does look like hair, but actually it's the agave fibre, the leaf of a very large agave that comes from Mexico. There's also banana fibre on there that is being processed from the trunk of bananas. That's a work that's just been put together by Immortal Soil, who work in botanical assemblages. And also, like I said, there's banana fibre, which another one of the participating artists, Helle Jorgensen, works a lot in. So again, it's calling in different sort of plant materials and plant practices in trying to remember our connection to the plant world and the living planet.
When we move into the main space, I can see things that are even more textural again. You kind of want to touch them. Of course, people shouldn't. But what are we seeing here?
These are shaped tapestry weavings. So obviously I'm weaving them on a loom. Again, it's all plant-based materials. Either I've collected and processed with some of the participating artists, including, again, the banana. But there's also bamboo, agave, corn husk, hemp, Bangalore palm inflorescence, and Kali Caldwell, who's a Bundjalung weaver, is working with Lamandra here, so working with indigenous materials and honouring those practices and her culture. In fact, she's reviving this whole knowledge of how to weave with these plant-based materials from Bundjalung country.
Did someone in your family teach you to do this?
No, I actually probably a bit uninstitutionalized. I didn't operate well in that space. So I often would go and embed myself in communities or families where there's master practitioners. So my journey with weaving began in a family in Varanasi. and then down into Kerala in Calicut, actually where calico, that material, first came from. And I would sort of embed myself in these places to learn that embodied knowledge that is passed intergenerationally down. And then I furthered that with, I went to Southwest TAFE for a little while and learnt tapestry weaving. And lo and behold, you know, my dad tells me that my grandmother was actually heavily into textiles and fashion, but I'd never known. So it is this, it's in there, and you just sometimes got to, you know, find it, remember it.
It's in the blood.
Yeah.
What do we lose when we forget or don't know about our plants?
I think what it does is we become an insular cosmos, as it were, whereas actually we're a part of the fabric of life, and we're a part of this, you know, a tapestry of the senses. Plants are like kin, you know, to quote Robin Wall Kimmerer, who's a Potawatomi woman and also botanist and academic, you know, really reframing the way we look at plants and the nouns we use. So if we look at them as a living being or entity, we realize again that this world is a complex, beautiful, alive place, and we're, you know, we're not alone doing this. It's really about community relationship and that, those networked relationships.
What do you want people to walk away from this exhibition seeing, thinking, feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I love to make works that do tap into the senses, and so, you know, even if people just slightly adjust the way they're going to treat that plant or look at that tree, you know, that tree is a great auntie or great uncle. I think that level of respect for the living world is really needed now. So that would be good.
That's beautiful, isn't it, Charlotte Haywood? A master weaver, so her work, alongside some other artists, is on display for you to go and enjoy at the Lockup on Hunter Street. That's happening till the 7th of April.